a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. I'd like to greet all those that are here this morning and those of you listening in on the internet. The first thing I always tell people is, please either silence or turn off your cell phone out of courtesy to not only the committee here, but the people that are testifying. If you're up there in front testifying and somebody's cell phone goes off, it's kind of discombobulating. I don't know if that's a word or not, but everyone knows what it means. With that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Here.
Hunhoff? Otten?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Solano?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
There's a quorum?
We have a quorum. The minutes have been written and provided to you in your committee books, and the chair would entertain a motion on those minutes. Mm-hmm. Been moved by Senator Kamak and seconded by Senator Otten. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. We have, two pages here this morning? I'd like to have you come up and give us your name and where you're from, and then what you're going to do with the rest of your life, and then what do you like to do in your spare time? So please come up. Make sure the little light's on.
I'm Bridget Redder. I'm from Watertown, and I'm going to University of Mary for education next year. And in my spare time, I am a dancer. I've been dancing for over 13 years.
Wow.
Yep.
And you?
Good morning. I'm Emily Larson from Chamberlain, South Dakota. And I haven't quite decided where I'll be attending university next year, but I'd like to major in political science or international relations. And in my spare time, I like to read, or I do costumes for the school plays, which is always really fun.
Well, great. That's where I graduated from high school, from Chamberlain, too, but I liked to fish in my spare time when I was there. The river was close. All right, thank you. Please remember to sign in if you're going to testify this morning so the secretary can get your name and who you represent properly for the record. And the pages, if people do have a handout, please give it to the pages and then hand it out behind the desk up here. With that, is there anything to come before the committee that anyone has? Anything I have forgotten this morning? If not, we're going to change it a little bit. The two bills that are up this morning are have to deal with the townships, and I happen to be the sponsor, so I'm going to turn the gavel over to our vice chair, and he will be in charge. So with that, I have turned the gavel over to Senator Monroe, and I am going to go and testify when you bring up the bills.
Good luck, Mr. Chairman. First bill on our agenda be number 11, House Bill 1121, an act to authorize township boards to establish speed zones on township roads. Proponents, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. House Bill 1121 is to change the law so that townships can change the speed limits on their roads. And I'm going to let Mr. Howard give you more detail, but basically the speed limits on township roads are 55 unless otherwise marked. But the townships themselves, as you know, and I have said for, as you know, all year long, about 50% of their roads are either in fair or poor condition, and 55 probably is not a safe speed for those roads. So this gives them the option to do that. Now it has to be done by the county, and this would be give that authority to the townships. And to speak more eloquently on it and to answer your questions, I'm going to turn it over to Dick Howard.
Thank you. Mr. Howard.
Good morning. Well, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Dick Howard. I represent the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. And I want to thank Senator Valley for bringing this bill to you on our behalf. It's a pretty simple, straightforward bill. And I can find my note here. As he mentioned, currently county commissioners have the authority to set speed limits on township roads. And it's our association passed a resolution at their December annual meeting proposing that that be changed so that the township supervisors can do that. And a part of the reason is it clearly states in the statute that township supervisors are responsible for the operation and maintenance of roads on the township system. And as was mentioned, currently the speed limit on all township roads is 55 unless it has been changed by the county commissioners. And so what House Bill 1121 would do is allow the township supervisors to set the speed limits on their roads. And there are reasons for that. Establishing speed zones on township roads has taken on more importance in recent times. Number one, according to statistics from the Accident Records Division and the Department of Public Safety, rural gravel roads have a significant number of our serious and fatal accidents. Many township roads are not constructed to high safety standards, and due to funding shortages, as the senator mentioned, over half of township roads are in a poor to fair condition, thereby adding to safety concerns. In many cases, reducing the speed limit is the prudent thing to do. The Department of Transportation has been doing countywide signing projects using federal safety funds. They offer this to townships as well. And many townships have had their signage replaced. According to the federal standards, signing has to be designed based on the legal posted speed limit. So that means on all township roads, they have to design them for 55 miles an hour, even though many of those roads you cannot travel them at 55 miles an hour because of the condition they're in or the design of the road. So what has happened that many additional signs have been installed that wouldn't have had to be, and the expense of that is, it's costly to install the signs. It's also costly to maintain them, and the maintenance is the township's responsibility after they have been installed. Also, some of these signs, they're large and they're on curves and places where it causes problems with travel and turning of large vehicles. So if the legal speed limit is reduced, then costs can be reduced both for the installation and maintenance of the signs. Townships would be responsible for placing the required speed zone signs, but in most cases that would be considerably cheaper than the cost of installing and maintaining hazard signs when they're put into for the design speed of 55 miles an hour. I've talked to county commissioners. They seem to think they have plenty of other things to do rather than worrying about the speed limits on township roads. So there's no objection from the county commissioners. I've checked with law enforcement because law enforcement would be provided by the sheriffs. And I checked with them, with their lobbyist, and they see no problem with it because it wouldn't be a marked change from their current practices, which is they don't enforce the speed limits very often anyway. So anyway, for these reasons, your approval of House Bill 1121 is requested. And just information that in the House, it was on the consent calendar. Thank you.
A little extra information there. Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? House Bill 1121, any opponents? I'm assuming no rebuttal. Are there any questions of the committee? Go ahead, Senator Peterson.
I move to pass.
Okay. Moved by Senator Peterson, second by Senator Kamak, do pass on Senate Bill 1121. Are there any comments? Senator Peterson.
I travel many miles of township roads. Our farm isn't all together. It's spread out all over the place. We go over 20 miles north and south, east and west. And there's a great variance in township roads out in the country. Some of them are more recently built and they're wider, and some are quite narrow. Some of them have a lot of blind hills. I think it's only prudent that you let the township supervisors, who know the hazards that there are on the roads in their area, be the ones that post the speed limits. It's just a real common sense bill.
Thank you. Are there any other comments, questions, discussion? The motion on the floor is due pass on Senate Bill 1121. Yeah. If no other discussion or questions, Secretary will call the roll, voice vote. Roll call vote. Do pass.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Hunhoff? Excused. Otten?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Six ayes.
House Bill 1121, having received a majority vote of the members elect, will go to the floor. Do pass. Are there any other questions or motions?
Consent.
Moved by Senator Otten.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Solano to place House Bill 1121 on the consent calendar. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. The House Bill 1121 will go to the what? Go to the floor. Consent and unamended. Second bill, House Bill number 1122. House Bill 1122, an act to authorize township boards to designate certain roads as no-maintenance roads. Proponents, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Mike Valley. I'm Senator from District 20, Aurora, Girald, and Davison County. Today, House Bill 1122 is before you, and it works with the townships being able to designate a no-maintenance road. Right now, the townships are responsible for the repair and maintenance of the roads, except for what we call unimproved section lines. And then the problem you have is because they are having difficulty with the funds they have available to them to maintain all the roads, if they want to take a road and make it no maintenance, there's a problem with that, and the only thing you can do between what they have now and vacating, and the problem, if you vacate a road, then it's closed, and then as I recall it, the section line then goes back to the adjacent landowners, and that's not what we want. We want to keep that that open for folks. And even though it might be a no-maintenance road. I know that the this is brought to me by the Mr. Howard from the Township Association, and he also has an amendment that I would encourage you to adopt. And I always say if folks come with a bill and they've got an amendment for it to start out, and that's how they'd like to see it, I always want to give them that that option, and that's what we how we should look at the bill. And he's been working hard with, as I understand it, the Game, Fish, and Parks to come up with an amendment that, that works for both sides. So when he gets up, I'll let him do that, and he can more eloquently describe the situation and also the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Valley. After everyone gets a copy of the amendment and has a chance to look it over, the chair will entertain motions to amend. Senator Auden,
I would move HB 1122 FD at this time.
I would second that.
Moved by Senator Auden and seconded by Senator Kamak to amend House Bill 1122 with amendment 1122 FD. Are there any comments? Suggestions? Voice vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. House Bill 1122 has been amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. So I can speak to the bill as amended?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Well, as all of you know, I'm sure, going back to the year 1870, before statehood, when we were the Dakota Territory, there was a law passed that says there is along every section line in this state a public highway located by operation of law, except where some portion of the highway along such section line has been hereto vacated or relocated by the lawful action of some authorized public officer, board, or tribunal. So this goes back a long time that we've had section lines which are actually public right of way, and they're described in this older law as public highways. It says that there is along every section line a public highway, and there's been 100 and some years of law based on that being a public highway. Just a little background. Okay, House Bill 1122 deals with an issue that Senator Valley explained. The association developed a resolution, approved a resolution at their annual meeting back in December supporting this legislation. So SDCL 3113.1, which is also part of the bill that we're amending here, requires township boards to construct, repair, and maintain all township roads within the township except for unimproved section lines that have been designated by the board as no maintenance section lines. That was just done about 3 years ago. We came to you with that because we'd had an instance where an unimproved section line, it was open, a car with some teenagers had gone down this section line and went into a washout, and it was a serious accident. And so the courts found that the township was responsible for that section line, even though it had never been improved. There was no sign of a track or a rut or anything. So there are a lot of those out in the area. So we came to you and you passed a law allowing us to designate unimproved section lines as no maintenance section lines. We had to put up signs at certain intervals stating that it was unimproved and that no travel was advised. And we felt that was a public safety measure, and you agreed. Also, it reduces the township's risk of liability. Now we're coming to you. We have currently townships have the ability to designate roads that are used only occasionally or intermittently for passenger as commercial travel. They have the authority to designate those as minimum maintenance roads. So they can maintain them at less than full standards, but they must be maintained at a level required to serve the occasional or intermittent travel. Now what we're proposing is that since the law says that they must maintain all roads, there are certain roads that are low priority that actually they would like to take them off the system in a lot of cases. But as Senator Valley says, once the only way you can take them off now is to vacate them. Once they're vacated, the public right-of-way is the right-of-way reverts to the adjacent landowners, and the public access is gone. And if a case you wanted to go back in and develop that road because of some development was occurring, that right-of-way would not be there. So what this does is basically gives the supervisors an option to designate a road as a no-maintenance road, which would reduce their maintenance responsibilities. And also, they would be signed that said that no maintenance travel not advised, no travel advised. So that's what this bill does. It Section 1 of the bill, we're just adding one sentence there, where it currently says the Board of Township Supervisors shall construct, repair, and maintain all the township roads except for section lines designated as no maintenance section lines pursuant to 31.13.14. And we would add the words, and roads designated as no maintenance roads pursuant to section 2 of this act. So then section 2 with the amendment, the way it was passed in the House, it said the Board of Township Supervisors may close a road to vehicle travel if the road is unsafe for vehicle travel. The Board may also designate a closed road as a no-maintenance road. What the amendment does to that sentence, it would now, with the amendment, it would read, the Board of Township Supervisors may designate a road that is unsafe for vehicle travel as a no-maintenance road. The Board shall identify the beginning and end point of the road designated as no-maintenance. The Board does not have any responsibility on a no-maintenance road except to require removal or remediation of a man-made obstruction to maintain public access. Section 3 says that the Board shall post signs to notify the motoring public that it's a no-maintenance road and that no vehicle travel is advised. In cases where the reason we proposed the amendment is over in the House side, there was some question and concern about what is the definition of closed, who makes that decision, and what can you do on a road that's closed. Well, there's several other statutes that says if a road is an imminent hazard, that the Board must close them. So this really, some of the roads they designated no maintenance will be roads that are closed, because we have cases where roads are closed but people don't necessarily pay a lot of attention to the barricades that go around them or whatever. So the township still has responsibility even if the road is closed. So some of the roads they would designate as no maintenance would be roads that were closed, but others would be those that are low priority, townships have 31,000 miles of road. They can't afford to maintain them all to a high standard, so they have to prioritize, and so they're low priority roads that may have very limited use. They could designate those no maintenance and reduce their liability and their maintenance costs. So that's the purpose of this bill, is to give the townships the ability to reduce their maintenance responsibility and their liability risk on certain roads without going through the formal process of vacating them, which is not always in the public interest to vacate a section line. So just gives them another option. This has been discussed with Game Fish and Parks and the sportsman groups, and I think they're here to testify that in support of this bill. So I'll be available for any questions and appreciate your support.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Any other pro? Go ahead, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Howard, you already stated there's other places in statute that the townships can use for designating a closed road.
Yes.
I realize that we're trying to keep roads open for hunting, but sometimes common sense has to come in, too. I know of one road that's only a mile and a half from my home place, where about three-quarters of a mile down the road, a bridge is non-functional. It's designated as unsafe, and it's about a 15-foot drop into the bottom, and the embankments are caving in on it. Under this provision, it's still used as a field road for the farmers to come in on that long, long side. But can the township board, how do they avoid liability if somebody tries to go around the barricades and cross that bridge and falls in? Does any part of this bill affect that?
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
One of the statutes that requires the board to close a road, it's 31-32-10, which says if any highway, culvert, or bridge is damaged by flood, fire, or other cause to the extent that it endangers the safety of the public travel, the governing body responsible for the maintenance of such highway, culvert, or bridge shall within 48 hours of receiving notice of such danger erect guards over such defect or across such highway of sufficient height, width, and strength to guard the public from accident or injuries, and shall repair the damage or provide an alternative means of crossing within a reasonable time. It says the governing body shall erect a similar guard across any abandoned public highway, culvert, or bridge, and any officer who violates this is guilty of a petty offense. So that if there is, in your case, a bridge is out, it has to be barricaded. There are other statutes that provide that anyone who damages the highway or the right-of-way or anything, there are penalties against that. But if in the case where the bridge is out of ways and the road going out to the bridge is used, then if it were designated as a no-maintenance road, it would be available for the farm to get to the farm fields or for whatever use, it would be designated no maintenance. The sign would say no maintenance, no travel advised, which according to our insurance agent reduces our risk of liability. Now if someone goes around the barricade, they're doing that at their own risk.
Okay.
Because no travel is advised. Mm-hmm. So it would allow the farmer to be able to use that road to get to his field without going around barricades, because we wouldn't have to close it to designate it as a no-maintenance road.
Yeah. Senator Peterson?
Just a comment. Some of you may wonder why the township doesn't fix this. They looked at putting in tubes, and it would cost $32,000. And they're at 0.3 mil, and they have dropouts, but they raised $7,990. So you can see how many years it would take for them to just fix this one old bridge. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In looking at Section 3, the last sentence, it talks about a properly posted sign is a prima facie evidence that's adequate notice. And I'm just, I guess my question is, you know, are we, I mean, is that proper form for us to be able to establish prima facie evidence, or wouldn't that normally be determined by the judge?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, this is the language that we put in it at the when we did the no maintenance section lines, and the attorneys judged that that was appropriate language.
Thank you.
I have a question. Is there a difference in liability between your low maintenance, your no advice travel, the closed road? I mean, is this getting at that problem?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, roads that are designated as minimum maintenance, which can be maintained to lesser standards, they are designated. There's signs up that says no maintenance, travel at your own risk. Then when we go to the no maintenance section lines, where we put up the signs that say no maintenance, no travel advised, that takes care of the, or doesn't take care of it, but it substantially reduces the liability risk of those roads. So I think that by the lower designations, we are reducing the risk of liability to the townships.
Okay, thanks. I just want to make sure you guys feel safe doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
There may be some proponents.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll just sit here. Do you mind? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I'm not far from an expert on road law, but once a road would be totally vacated, what's the process to ever getting it back on the road system? Is there any process?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, there is a process that you can go through. It could turn out to be a spendy process, I suppose, since the land, the public right-of-way is just an easement. The land actually belongs to the adjacent landowners. But once you vacate that public easement, the land reverts to full ownership of the adjacent landowners. So I'm not sure of any cases where a right-of-way has been vacated and then bought back.
Senator Harrow? So the process probably would be actually reestablishing eminent domain or something and purchasing the land back from the landowner?
Mr. Chairman, it would require purchasing at least an easement at the least, possibly purchase the land, and hopefully it wouldn't be eminent domain, but that would be possible. Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions, or can we let Mr. Howard go? Other proponents? Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Chris Hessel. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, and we rise in support of this bill. We think it would be a good thing and a good option for the townships to be able to do. We actually opposed this on the House side, but Mr. Howard worked with us and got our concerns taken care of, and we wish you'd support it.
Thank you. Are there any correct questions? It's like we're achieving perfect harmony. Are there any other proponents? Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. It's nice to be here today. My name is Dick Neal. I am a Special Assistant Attorney General and in-house counsel for the South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Rural roads of South Dakota provide an essential means for hunters, trappers, and anglers to reach their destinations, including those destinations that may be public lands or public waters of the state, or the private property where they have permission to hunt or trap. The department supports passage of HB 1122 as amended, because allowing townships to designate roads as no maintenance will give townships a practical alternative to vacation of a section line where an impassable road is located. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions? Any other proponents?
Can I come up for a quick statement?
Yeah.
As a proponent?
Yeah, go ahead, I guess.
I forgot to make something totally clear. Even if this bill's passed, vacating the right-of-way is still a viable option for the townships. Township roads serve a number of purposes. One is farmed field harvest for school buses, mail carriers, for access to rural developments. It's not just hunting and fishing. Hunting and fishing is also one of the uses of those roads, but there are several other uses for township roads and needs for township roads. And if it's determined to be by the board to be in the public interest, they can still vacate those roads, but this does give them an option.
Okay, thank you. Any other proponents? Are there any questions? Any opponents? House Bill 1122, any opponents? Hearing none, we can close the meeting to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1122 as amended. Senator Kamak.
I would move do pass.
Second.
As amended.
Moved by Senator Kamak, second by Senator Hunoff. Peterson, do pass on House Bill 1122 as amended. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just in my mind adding up the number of miles of no maintenance roads that I travel every spring and every fall and every summer. And I can count 6 miles right now. Going to various pieces of land that I own. And to describe a no-maintenance road in my area, they're not graveled. They're just a dirt trail with grass in the middle and grass on the side. And then whenever you go through a stream, there'll be a culvert there. And we don't travel them when it rains. But the hunters do, and that's fine. You know, the roads are there, and they get more miles during hunting season than they do any other time. But I can really see a need to protect townships when people travel places where they really shouldn't at certain times. After an all-day soaking rain, we still have hunters that try to get down these no-maintenance roads, and they'll be squiggling mud all over, and every once in a while they'll slip off into one of these off one of these narrow little culverts. So I think it's great they use them. That doesn't bother me at all, but I think we need something that adds a little protection for our townships so they aren't liable for somebody else's stupidity. So this is a good bill.
Senator Valley, did you?
I served as a county commissioner for several years, and this is a very nice option. During the time I was a county commissioner, I never voted to close a section line because a section line is a rite of passage. And whether it be passage to go to public land for hunting or passage to get cattle to a remote pasture, it's important. And once that goes away, it's near impossible to get it back. And so this gives the townships a common sense option to keep from considering closing a road. So I'm very in favor of it.
Thank you, Senator Kamak. Senator Valley?
Well, I just want to reiterate what the two previous statements have been made and add to it that it kind of ties into our work this year on our roads, because I've had a lot of people say, well, do we need all these roads and do we need to maintain them? Well, we do need to have the right-of-way, but this gives another option. Rather than vacating that road and turning over to the adjacent landowners and then putting a fence right down the center, this gives the townships an option of having a no-maintenance and the liability if you drive on it is all yours type thing, I think is a valuable tool for the townships to have, and it fits in with the effort we've had this year on our road situation. So I'd encourage your support. Thank you.
We have a motion do pass as amended on House Bill 1122. Is there any more discussion, or we can take a vote? It's a roll call vote. Secretary will take the roll, and those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Seven ayes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. It's been moved consent by Senator Otten.
Second.
Been moved, seconded by Senator Peterson. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opponents? House Bill 1122 goes to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. With that, it concludes our bills for today. I want to let you know what we're going to do next week or this coming Friday. This coming Friday, we're going to take up the governor's appointment to the rail board. We're also going to take up 1124, which is the speed limit bill, and then we have a railroad bill, 1130 or 1031, and then House Bill 1030, which is a bicycle bill, leaving 3 to 6 feet for bicycles. So those are the three bills we're going to take up and the governor's appointment, so we'll have a full day on Friday, and we'll start at 8 o'clock. Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by, where did I hear it down here, Solano. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.